Well, here's a great way to learn some Motor City history, served up by writer Bill Loomis. It's his newest book, On This Day in Detroit History. Bill takes us all the way back through Detroit's 314-year history. Bill Loomis is with us again. Well, the title certainly lets us know what we're getting. There's That's right. one piece of history for every day, spanning more than three centuries. That had to be a pretty tall order.
Yeah, it was. I thought it'd be easy because I write rather long pieces for the Detroit News and other magazines, and there's a lot of stuff that's on the cutting floor. So I thought, well, I'll just paste them together, bada bing, bada boom. But it was much harder than I thought.
Something tells me there was no bada bing, bada boom about this because
it was 2 years.
2 years to put this together. Yeah. How did you do it? I mean, there's so many sources and we're spanning more than three centuries and you've got to fill 365 slots.
Well, that's right. Well, I put a big whiteboard calendar, a 300-year calendar on the wall, and then you just start filling them in. But you need to keep it balanced. I got a lot of the way through it, and my informal readers were all saying, you have everything from the 19th century. You don't have very much from the 20th century. And then you want to represent each group that's contributed to Detroit's history, and you want to have the events. So it's not that – it wasn't that easy. And one of the things I learned, Cynthia, is everything happens in the summer. Nothing happens in the winter.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, yeah. It was a real pain.
Did you have any specific criteria in deciding, okay, this makes the book, this doesn't?
You know, in general, I did. My wife is an educator and involved with high school education. So she says, got to have more educational stuff. So, okay. So we did that. And then I wanted to, of course, touch on important dates, the founding of the city, the Great Fire of 1805, things like that. And then just fun stuff. That's my own take on things and just everyday stuff that was kind of quirky. And then also nostalgic things for some older readers, you know.
Readers of a certain vintage,
yes,
shall
that's,
we say.
That's right.
All right. Well, let's kind of skip through the year and we can get a sampling of some of the interesting things that you have decided to share with us, starting with January 28th, 1850.
Yeah, that was one of those quirky things. I call it kissing like you mean it. But it was from 1850 out of the Free Press. And it was just about how girls don't kiss like they should. And I thought – I didn't even know they talked about that kind of stuff. But they certainly did. A lot of it. You'd be amazed.
All right. So 1850. Go 1850.
Yeah, there you are.
All right. We go to March 16th. 1908, and
right.
Boy, there's a famous name, Harry Houdini.
Well, Harry Houdini used to come to Detroit quite frequently. And the bellhops, these young guys, would lock him in his room as sort of to see if they could trap Houdini. And, you know, he'd get out of these incredible tricks and things like that, and yet he'd get trapped in his room by these kids, and he'd be furious and miss dates and stuff like that.
So on this day, March 16th of 1908.
That's right. He was in the St. Clair Hotel, and the boys locked him in his room, and he couldn't get out. And he was embarrassed and all that kind of thing.
We go ahead now to April 7th, 1870, and this is certainly something that historically is extremely important. So we had
the 15th Amendment. And one of the things I do like is how do local Detroiters respond to major events?
Mm.
So say Abraham Lincoln's assassination, or in this case, what was the reaction to the 15th Amendment ratification in 1870? And that's the one where everyone gets the right to vote, that they guarantee the right to vote no matter who you are, as long as you're male.
Yeah, we had to deal with that female thing a little later down the road.
That's a little off. But anyway, you understand. And it was it's just this beautiful parades. There were a lot of African Americans in Canada and in Detroit and in the outskirts, and they all came together in Detroit and had a big parade. And then they had a celebration at the Detroit Opera House with each of these young women dressed with the state's banners that ratified the amendment. So it's a very cute – it just went on, really charming, just exuberant happiness at the event.
Great day in history. We don't think of tornadoes hitting Detroit, but on June 26th, 1875.
Right.
You bring us something that I think would make – it certainly would make huge headlines were it to happen today.
Well, that's right. Tornadoes back then, there was no warning signals or anything. Yeah. There was no weather reports or anything at all. So
you got what you got.
You just suddenly – you're sucked out the window, and that's what happened to people. And what was amazing about this – particular day was that it hit a German section, and these were German immigrants who'd never heard of tornadoes or ever seen tornadoes. So they thought at first it was coal smoke flying up into the air, and then suddenly they're getting flung into trees, and right as they're having dinner, they're getting sucked out the windows of their homes and stuff like that.
So this was right in Detroit.
Right in Detroit, that's right, right on the west side of Detroit.
That was something. On a lighter note, July 3rd, 1904, I say to myself, I'm not letting Bill out of here without talking about Monk Perry, who is?
The first monkey to drive a car in Detroit. Monk Perry.
It was a
sensation. This one, it took me a long time, but it was one of those ones I had to include it. He drove right up at Brush and Alexandrian Street and was a smash hit.
He was with a circus, I take it?
Or yes.
He wasn't just
driving to work
monkey.
Or something. No, he was with the circus. But.
Oh, that was in 1904.
Yeah.
August 10th, 1950, there's a reference here, and I couldn't let this go without talking about anyone who grew up in Southeast Michigan who is a baby boomer. When I say the words Milky the Clown, people go, oh.
Well, that's right. That's that nostalgic piece. And I actually worked for Twin Pines in college and a little after. And so,
For those who didn't watch Milky the Clown, how do you even begin to describe him?
It was a local show that featured this fellow, his name was Cummins.
Claire Cummins,
and he did magic tricks. And, he had
and
this,
the fact that it was sponsored by Twin Pines, you had to have that milk tie-in.
That's right. And in those days, that was real evident. They were always referring to Twin Pines and Milky the Clown and the magic words and things like that.
I think Twin Pines was the big magic word when you play the game.
That's right. And there were tickets were in demand. I mean, it was a two-year waiting list to get on that show.
I always wanted to. So August 10th, 1950, was that Milky's first show?
That was what started it all. And he went on and eventually retired because the company he worked for a paint company, said, you're spending too much time doing that. Back to work.
I will share with you when I was on with WKBD in, I want to say it was 1988 or 89.
Oh,
he came back.
Oh, did he?
To be on the Children's Miracle Network Telethon. And I have a beloved picture.
That's very cute.
That someone blew up for me of. As I was interviewing Milky, he reached behind my ear and he pulled out a quarter. And it's
one of my
treasured professional memories.
There you go.
September 6th, 1964. I also promised myself that I was not letting you out without talking about what happened. September 6th, 1964.
The Beatles came to Detroit in Olympia Stadium. It was
right there on Grand River.
The big deal for a lot of teenagers and preteens. Mm-hmm. And I'll say I never got to go, but nevertheless.
Neither did I. I've spoken about my immense disappointment. But, as you have the fun pop culture and these social things, you really do have many, many other important dates. Like you take us to June 29th, 1990, when Nelson Mandela was
That's
in Detroit.
Right.
And so many interesting things. It's lots of fun to go through. It's like, you can't eat just one, like salted peanuts.
No,
when you start.
And you realize how rich Detroit's history is. It's just incredible having done this. It's really I really love doing this book.
What was the one? Do you have one event, one entry where you just said, wow, where your jaw hit the ground?
Well, I think the visit of Nelson Mandela was really pretty amazing. I didn't realize at the time how important that really was to Detroit. And that was just a very moving thing. And how he said how Motown music really kept him going when he was in prison. And so it was it's a very touching thing.
It's a lot of fun. Bill Loomis's newest book, On This Day in Detroit History. Bill, always great talking with you.
Thanks
you so much.
Thanks, Cindy.
And if you missed the show on the radio, it is very easy to catch us on iTunes. Just search for Stateside. And while you're there, please give us a review, because we'd really like to hear what you think.